Thursday, 29th of January, 4th of Shvat, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Parshas Bo.
Good morning. This particular parsha is the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the parsha of Haggadah Shel Pesach. So it's very appropriate to perhaps spend. I have two ha'aras, maybe share with you. One is from the first one, which I'm going to share with you, from Rabbi Miller, Zecharino Zechasadik Levracha, and the other one is Mitzvah. We'll see how much time we have to get to the second one. Okay. Akashvarfu tells Moshe, Daber no ba'ozne ha'om, please speak into the ears of the people, v'yishalu ishme Yisrael, each person should borrow, each one from his friend, Isha Ma'itra Usa, a lady from her friend, Klei Chesef or Klei Zahav. Each one should borrow Klei Chesef or Klei Zahav. Vayitin Hashem Eschein Ha'am Beinei Mitzrayim, Akshvor, who gave the grace of the people in the eyes of Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk carries on, Gama Ish Moshe Gadol Ma'id Beret Mitzrayim Beinei Avdei Paro Beinei Ha'am. Now, why was it necessary to borrow? Why couldn't they have requested to actually receive and keep these goods that they received? Now, when I said this to Atarover in the past, so the question has been to me, Vayishalu, who told you to translate the word Vayishalu as borrow? Maybe Vayishalu means request, and request is a gift. So, okay. So Rashi, in Parshas B'Shalach, Rashi says that the reason why the people, Parshas Yudalet, Pasuk Hei, Vayehov, Vayugad Lemelech Mitzrayim Kivarachom, next week, Sedra. And the people were told that the nation had run away. And the heart of Paroi and his servants were turned against the people. What have we done? That we've sent Klal Yisrael away from serving us. And what happened there? Why did they change their mind? Says Rashi, V'achshav netcho lirdoif achreihem b'shvil mamoinam, because of the money shehish ilum that they lent them. So Rashi clearly learns v'yishalo means that they lent them, that they requested a loan of the of their items klei chesef or klei zahav. Why was it necessary to be done in the form of a loan? And in fact, this was the cause of the troubles that they had later. The Klal Yisrael, the Mitzrayim chased after Klal Yisrael to the Yam Suf. Had they just taken it, asked them, please give us the goods, then they wouldn't have had the problem later, seemingly. Perhaps you'll say that the reason why they needed to request it as a loan is because otherwise the Mitzrayim wouldn't have given it to them. The Pasuk says to the contrary. The Pasuk says, Vayitin Hashem Eschein Ha'am Be'inei Mitzrayim. They didn't trust the Jews anyway, and they needed a special chayin. So if they were going to receive this special chayin, why was it necessary that it should be in the form of a loan? That was Rabbi Miller's first question. Furthermore, if you borrow something, generally you have to give it back. A loan is repayable. My father once told me that somebody went back to one of his friends, somebody he'd made a loan for, he lent somebody some money. And he came back to him, and he said, you know, the loan is long due, and I'd like the money back. By inshubman aminig as mitzut mishtrik. But what happened to the whole of Klal Yisrael seems to have this minig? What happened here? We never paid it back. So Rashi, the Siporno, Rabbi Miller pointed out Siporno, in Shmois Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis, where the Siporno says as follows, V'shala isha mishchenta omigaras beisa klei chesef klei zav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the first time he meets him, he says, this is what's going to happen in the future when Klal Yisrael are going to leave. V'nasati eschein ha'om hazeh be'inei Mitzrayim, I'm going to give the grace of this people in the eyes of Mitzrayim. V'hoyo kisei leichon, and when they leave Mitzrayim lo yiseil choreikom, they're not going to leave empty handed. V'shala isha mishchenta omigaras beisa, and each lady will borrow from her neighbor and from the people who live in her house, klei chesef or klei zav, vessels of silver, vessels of zav, or smallest and clothes, to samtem al b'neichem al b'neisechem, you'll place it on your sons and your daughters, v'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim, and you will empty out Mitzrayim. Says the Siporno there, v'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim, afal pi, Shetekablu hakol mehem deras hashala. Even though you're going to borrow it, for shala ishemishchem, Hashem already tells them that you're going to borrow it. V'tiyu chayovim lahachzir, and you will be obligated to return it. Hinei tiknu achakach es hakol bedin. You will acquire it with injustice. V'rod from achareichem leilochem bochem. When the Egyptians chase after you to fight with you, v'lishla leshraleichem, and to take away your booty. Ki omnom kashemesu ba'isam ulchama. When they die in that war, ki Hashem nilcham. It was like a battle, and just like in any battle, when you capture and conquer a land, you acquire that land, midin shlal milchama, and then all their property becomes the nation that succeeded in conquering the other nation. So also, over here, effectively what's happened here is, since they chased after Klal Yisrael to actually destroy them and annihilate them, so here also, and to take away all their booty, so here also, Midah Keneg Midah, they were successful in that battle, so therefore the battle gets turned round, and they acquire all the Egyptians' goods and booty, and therefore everything, Keminik, he finishes off, Keminik B'chol Milchama, as is the custom. In every battle, that's what happens. So ask Rabbi Miller, say, that's the case, this is all predestined. So they know already, this has all been planned beforehand. Like Baruch Hu tells them, and Moshe Rabbeinu can effectively go and tell Paro that this is what's going to happen. So he tells this to Klal Yisrael, he says to Klal Yisrael, this is what I'm going to do to them. So why does it have to be like that? Why can't they just originally go and ask Mitzrayim, say, let us have what you've got, give it to us? Why does it have to be in the form of a loan? Okay. If we look at this week's parasha, and we look at next week's parasha, when did Klal Yisrael really become Geulim? When do we really be considered to become redeemed from Mitzrayim? Is it Yetzias Mitzrayim, this week's parasha, or is it in Kriyas Yamsuf? Now, L'chaira, it's in Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when they finally got rid of their enemies. Until Kriyas Yamsuf, their enemies are still around. We say in davening every day, Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim. In other words, we're considered to be Geulim at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. More than that, one can only say a Shira. Shira is a song. You only say a song when something is complete. Klal Yisrael didn't say a song on the morning. We don't see in the parashas a song on Tesvav Nissan. We find that a week later, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Lefa Shira Azayis. In other words, they're not considered to be in the situation to be able to say a Shira until Parashas B'Shalach. In fact, I heard from Moshe Shapiro a few times, a Shira is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Habonos Yotzeis B'Shir. On Shabbos, a girl's allowed to wear bracelets. A Shir is called a bracelet because a bracelet is something round. And a Shir in Aramaic also refers to something round. So he said the idea is the idea of a shira is something which is complete. The ma'agal is complete, as it's in Hebrew. You can see the whole picture. We're in a position where we can now look back and see, oh, this is what happened, this is why it had happened in the beginning of Yashir Moshe. Now they could put the whole perspective of the whole Golas and Geula into a shir. La'asid lavoi, Be'ez Hashem, we say, we're no malafana, shira chadash. We've been through, we're still going through years and years of Godus. We'll look back and we'll be able to appreciate what's been happening over the last 2,000 years. We're waiting for that time that we'll be able to say a shir about this whole Tzora and Geula, Godus and Geula that we're going to go through. So the true time that we're going to become Geulim, that we became Geulim, is by Kriyas Yamsuf. Why did we have to wait till Kriyas Yamsuf to become Geulim? Why do we have to wait till Kriyas Yamsuf to be considered that we are now free? It seems apparent that what's happened is that the Geula has happened in two stages. There's the Geula of Kriyas Mitzrayim and the completion of the Geula in Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? The first Geula seems to be incomplete, the second Geula seems to be complete. What's happening here? In Mitzrayim, when Hashem asked us to borrow, Rabbi Miller asked another question, but this is a Veltz question. Every Cheder Yingel asks this question. Please speak in the ears of the people. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives a tzivui, does not say please. When we ask a friend for something, we say please, because he's not obligated to give us anything. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say to his subjects please. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. Says Rashi, Ein na ela lashon bakasha. Na is a lashon of please. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask them in a lashon of please? It's inappropriate. Says Rashi, "Bavakasha meimcha hasira malkach." Please ask them why. Shela yomar is a tzaddik Avraham, because Avraham shouldn't say va'avodim ve'inem oisam kiyim b'hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his first part of the deal of avodim ve'inem oisam. Va'achayechein yetsu b'rechush gadol lo kiyim b'hem. He didn't keep the second half of the deal. So everybody asked the Kliyaka and all the Mefarshim and Rabbi Miller as well asked, "What's going on here? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not obligated to keep his?" Let's say he wouldn't have told it to Avraham. He's only obligated because he told it to Avraham. He's now obligated himself. If I tell you something, I've obligated myself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells something, he's definitely obligated himself. He's obligated himself that he will do that. And he's in fact kept the first part of the contract. So he's obligated to keep the second part of the contract. Why does it say Shelo Yoma Oisa Tzadik? That only please do it. I'm not obligated, just because maybe Avraham Avinu shouldn't have tainus. Why shouldn't Klal Yisrael have tainus? Why is it just Avraham Avinu who's got the complaint? Why is it not the whole of Klal Yisrael? Why isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself personally, morally obligated because of his contract, because of his agreement of Avodah Avinu Oisa? And finally, the Medrash. Another question. The Medrash says that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Uzzah, the Tsar of the Malach of Mitzrayim, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halalu Oydei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu. Aren't they both, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aren't they both Oydei Avodah Zarah? Why are you choosing to save the Egyptians and save the Klal Yisrael and leave the Egyptians, drown the Egyptians? As Rabbi Miller in his truth style asked, he says, he woke up a week too late. Why didn't he ask this at the time of Makas Bochairis? Halalu Oibde Avodah Zarah Halalu. There wasn't aim bias, Asha Ein Shom Meis. So by year there was a Tzaka Gedolo that was never in Mitzrayim and never again. Why didn't the Tsar of Mitzrayim come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2 minutes before Chatzos and say, excuse me, Halalu Oibde Avodah Zarah Halalu? Why did he wait for Kriyas Yamsuf to say, Halalu Oibde Avodah Zarah Halalu? Okay, so these are the questions which he asked. Number one, why is it necessary to do it in borrowing? Why was the Geula of Mitzrayim insecure and incomplete Geula until the Geula of Kriyas Yamsuf? Why, what we just asked it to be borrowed b'schus Avraham Avinu? And finally, why is Uzzah Tsar of Mitzrayim saying Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah B'Halalu at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf? So he answered with a medrash. And the Medrash says as follows. The old measures. I'm going to have to tell it to you by heart. No, I'm going to have to tell it by heart. The measure says like this. It says, Kol day the Hinezer Bar, the voice of my friend, Hinezer Bar, Medale Gale Horin. With jumping over the mountains. So the Medrash says, what does it mean, medaleg ala horim, jumping over the mountains? So Rabbi Yehuda says, al tikra horim ala horim. Don't read horim as mountains, ala horim means our forefathers. Shabbos, because the Medrash says, if I would look at your zchus, there would be no zchus. But because of the Hoirim, because of the forefathers, I'm going to redeem you in the zchus of the forefathers. Hevei Omer medale gale horim. That's why it's considered to be jumping over the for the forefathers, because it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raising us up and jumping into us, even though we're not roi for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the geula, even though we're not roi for it. That means that this medrash is telling us that the time of redemption of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, we were not roi to receive this geula. So if that's the case, why did we receive this geula? To explain Rabbi Miller, what does it mean, zchus avos? He said a moshel. He asked, if a person was given the opportunity to be a day in the life of somebody, would there be a point in it? Or would there be a point to be given a day in the life of yourself in 20 years' time, a young fellow, and given a chance to live a day of the life of yourself in 20 years' time? Would there be a point in that at all? So there's a discussion, is there a point, is there not a point? On the one hand, I'm not there yet, so what's the point of it? So he said, to get a day in the life of somebody else is no point. Because, what for? It's not your avoida, it's not your position, it's not your tachlis, so it's not a waste of time. But, to get a day in the life of yourself in 20 years' time, even though you're not holding there, but it'll give you an opportunity to see what you could be holding if you were to work on yourself in 20 years. For 20 years, you could see the what you could achieve, and give yourself a focus and somewhere to head to. Klal Yisrael are on the 49th level of Tumah, an impossible level of Tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks them up at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and gives them a Madrega, which is Bischus Avos, which is not their Madrega, but which is their potential. He translated Zchus as being Zakus, the purification. If you would allow the Ovis to shine through into Klal Yisrael, this is what you can achieve. The Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim are raised to the Madrega of almost of Matan Torah. They're raised to an unbelievable Madrega, the Sarusa de la Eila of Matan Torah, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael sit back. They haven't done anything to earn this Madrega. It's Bechitobim. This Madrega is not their own. But they're raised to a Madrega. They're shown this is what you can achieve if you will work. And Klal Yisrael Ataka rise to the occasion, and within 49 days they've reached the 49th level of Kedusha, and they're able to stand there and receive Matan Torah, which no other generation since then has been able to stand there and achieve that Madrega as much as Klal Yisrael were Ke'ish Echad B'Leib Echad and Matan Torah. So at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim gives us the Geula B'Zchus Avos, gives us a Madrega which we're b'chol not roi for, but allows us to achieve a Madrega in order to be able to become Golem afterwards. If I give you a gift can somebody come along with an argument of why do I give you the gift and not somebody else? No, because it's my choice to give a gift. If I have two people working for me, and each one does the same job, and one of them I give double the salary as the other one, then the one who's received half the salary will have something to say. Why? Because they've earned it bedin. And if they've earned it just for what you've done, you expect to be paid the same as somebody else. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us up, b'zchus avos, and gave us an opportunity to be Gu'ulim on the basis of what we could possibly be. Nobody can have a taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, because that's a gift, that's his choice. Can the Tsar of Mitzrayim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu? No, because it's a gift. Can Klal Yisrael say, we demand it? No. It's not the appropriate time for the Gu'ula. So please, B'zchus Avram, which we'll come back to in a second, only B'zchus Avram, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to give it to you. In your own merit, I'm not really obligated to whatever I agreed in the contract, because now I'm giving it to you as a gift. The contract is no longer in existence as far as that's concerned. What happens in Kriyas Yam Suf? So the Melamed Rashi says, Melamed Shahayu ben Nusunim Bedin, the Malach, which was standing behind, went in front, and it says the Lashon Elokim, the Malach Elokim. Now, why does it use Elokim? You know, Elokim always means Bedin. Hashem is Mitzvah Rachmim and Elokim is Bedin. So Rashi says, Melamech Hayim Esunim Bedin Im Ligo Elim Ligo. There was not so Oim Le'abid in Mitzrayim. It wasn't, they were trying to be safe in Din, whether they should be saved or whether they should be lost with Mitzrayim. Rashi is referring to this medrash of Halalu Ayubidei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu. The Klal Yisrael were placed the din here. Were they meritorious of being saved or not? So what was their schus? Kedai heim v'amuna she'eminu bi. The schus that the Klal Yisrael had amuna, that was already the schus for them to be saved in Kriyas Yom Tov. Now, we start Sfirat HaOmer the day after Pesach. The day after the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is the gift that Akshor gives us, is the Madrega that Akshor gives us, which we haven't worked for it. When do we start working? The next day. The first day of Sfirat HaOmer is the Avodah, the 49 days that gets us to Shavuos. By the time we reach Kriyas Yom Tov, we've already finished the first week. That means, on the 7th day, the 6th day, at the time of Kriyas Yom Tov, we've already done an Avodah for the first few days. That Avodah means that we've earned the right to receive Kriyas Yom Tov. So at that time, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu, the Uzzah Sarah of Mitzrayim says, they haven't yet reached the Madrega Matan Torah, why are you saving them? They're still Avdei Avodah Zarah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedai Heim V'Emunah She'eminu Bi. They've already demonstrated their Emunah, they've gone out into Midbar, which is a desert without absolutely any knowledge of who's going to save them, how they're going to be saved. They're ready to follow me. That's already a Zchus. So, we now understand that the Geula of Mitzrayim had to be Veishalu, borrowed. Because the whole Madrega, says Rabbi Miller, was a borrowed Madrega. They hadn't earned it in their rights. If we acquire the goods of Mitzrayim, that means we've earned it. We haven't earned it. So it has to be borrowed. When do we acquire it? At the time of Kriyas Yom Tov, Kedai Heim V'Emunah, when we were placed for this and we were successful because we demonstrated the Emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we're Zoicha. Why did it have to be? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligated to Avraham Avinu? Davar no, ein no el Lashon Bakasha, says Rashi, Hatira Malkach Shal Yoyim Ha'Oseh Tzadik Avraham. If it's a gift, why is he obligated to Avraham Avinu? So you could say Kipshuta, he's not obligated to Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu will say, listen, you put them through this trouble, they went through this Madrega, so at least because of this, that's why they suffered this, so at least pay them back. Rabbi Miller explained it with a beautiful depth. He said, we say in davening every day, Titin emes de Yaakov, chesed la Avraham. Avraham's middah is a middah of chesed. He said, we know that the middah of din requires a person to be nidden b'asher rishon. Yishmael, when he was suffering from thirst in the parsha of Vayera, Avraham sent him away and he was crying from thirst. And the malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't save him, he's dangerous. He's going to kill Osid Lahomishas Banecha Basoma. They're going to cause terrible troubles to your descendants. As we well know it, unfortunately. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I'm judging him b'midas adin b'asher hu shom. Kishama elekim el kol anar b'asher hu shom. Midas adin says, now is he a tzaddik? Yishmael was a tzaddik at that time. So therefore, he can be saved. That's midas adin. Midas harachamim says sometimes, one looks at the future and one can kill somebody because of Midas HaRachamim. Ben Soro Moro is a 13-year-old boy. What's he already done? He's taken a bit of meat and a bit of drink. That's all he's done. Says the Pasuk, Yomus Zakai Ba'al Yomus Chayes. He should rather die, Rashi says, he should rather die as a Zakai and he shouldn't die as a Chayes. Baruch Hu knows that this, the end of this fellow who started his life, his bar mitzvah years, started it off on the wrong foot, there's no hope for this person. So Baruch Hu, midas harachamim, takes this person and gives him an opportunity to have at least Olam Haba at this young age, tender age. Yom Zakai Ba'al Yom Haschaim. Said Rabbi Miller, midas hadin looks at now, midas hachesed looks at the potential. Avraham Avinu says, my midas is chesed. Shmeyom Ha'Oseh Tzadik, Avodim Ve'inu Oisam, my midah says, look at their potential. Look at their and their potential is Mikayach, what we've given them, they have a tremendous potential. Because look, in 49 days, if you'll give them this opportunity, they'll rise to the occasion and will become Ru'uyim Li'chashe Gulim. If that's the If that's the case, Shalayima Isa Tzadik is very Mizu. Shalayima Isa Tzadik Avram, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov. Shalayima Isa Tzadik Avram, Ba'abodim Ve'inai, some Kiyim Bahem, Ba'achach Hen Yetzir Be'chosh Gadol, Lai Kiyim Bahem. Not just because Avram was told the Havtacha, but because Avram is the person, is the Midah, which of Chesed of looking into the future. Okay. If that's the case, we can now understand another Medrash. The Medrash says, two other Medrashim. The Medrash says, again, I'm not going to find it here. Here I found it. The Medrash says, Moshel l'kayin shenaflat rumasei bebeit hakvaras. Listen to this Moshel. A Moshel to a kayin whose truma has fallen into a beit hakvaras. Oyma mo esa, what should I do? L'tameis atzmi, to make myself tamei, I efsha, I'm not allowed to. Ulaniach trumasi, but to leave my truma, I efsha. Mutavli l'tameis atzmi pa'am achas. Now this is not halacha l'maisa. It's more appropriate that I should make myself tamei once, v'chayza matara, and then I'll make myself tahor, v'la'ya'abe des trumasi, and I shouldn't lose my truma. Tach, there's not halacha l'maisa, you get a Yisrael to go in and fetch a truma for you. Kach, aviseinu, hayu trumasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our forefathers who worked in Mitzrayim were considered to be the truma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema kodesh Yisrael Lashem. Hayu bebeis HaKvaris. Shenema ki ein bayis Hashem ein shomeis. Va'oimu Mitzrayim makabrim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichani goyalon. How can I redeem them? Lahanichani esher. I cannot leave them there. Mutav leireid lahatzilon. Shenema va'eireid lahatzilon miyad Mitzrayim. Said Rabbi Miller, with what he's explained, this is explained beautifully. Klal Yisrael were in a Beit HaKvaris. They were in a Truma, which is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, but in a Matzav of being in the lowest level of Tumah. They were not able to rise themselves and leave themselves. Their own Zchus, they were not able to be redeemed. HaKadosh Baruch had to, Ke'ilu, Va'eireid La'atzile, had to go down to the 49th level of Tumah, pick us up and take us out. Mutav Sha'atame Atzmi. That means, go down to a level which is not HaKadosh Baruch's level, but pick us up to that level. Pam achas, v'loy a'abed es trumasin, I won't lose my truma of Klal Yisrael. There's another medrash which I could not find. And that's what he said. He said, the medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Shchoira ani v'nova, I'm black and yet I'm beautiful. Says the medrash goes to a few things where, on the one hand I'm black, and on the one hand I'm beautiful. How's that possible? Says the medrash, Shchoira ani, alright, nowadays we can understand it in one. But Shchoira ani, says the medrash, I've been burnt in Mitzrayim, the Nova, and yet I'm beautiful. When am I beautiful? In Kriyas Yamsuf. So he said, you see, so the Medrash is pointing out to us that in the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, we were not fitting to be, we were considered being burnt. Al Tiruni, Sheshazvan, Hashem, Mitzrayim, we were considered being burnt. But when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, we became Geulim. Two other Medrashim. Teirei Zahav Na'afelach Im Nekudus HaKesef, says the Medrash, gold teirim oxes or what is it, or teirei, I'm not sure how to translate it. Teirei Zahav Im large things Im Nekudus HaKesef, little spots of silver. So Rashi says, and the Medrash says, Teirei Zahav is referring to the Bizus HaYam, and the Nekudus HaKesef, the little spots of silver, are considered to be the what happened in what they received from Mitzrayim, because the vast wealth that Mitzrayim went out with at the time of the Kriyas Yamsuf, so they took with all their wealth and they adorned their horses and everything to when they went out to Kriyas Yamsuf, paled the what they took out of Mitzrayim, made that pale into complete insignificance. So Teirei Zahav Na'afelach Im Nekudus HaKesef. Said Rabbi Miller, and I'm a beautiful the hair in Zahav and in Kesef. Zahav is a lashon of Zehav, give me that. It's the thing which people want. Kesef is a lashon of nichsit nichsafti. I'm looking to achieve something, to long for something. Kesef in itself is not anything. You're not wealthy with kesef itself. Kesef is the buying power that you have with it. When you have kesef, you have a buying power to get something. What are you trying to get? Zahav, the gold is a commodity which people are zehav. Give me that. Teirei Zahav, when the Klal Yisrael reached Kriyas Yamsuf, they reached the Madrega which is their own. That's the commodity, the schus they have. They've reached the Madrega, the kinyan they're making on the goods of what they receive, not only on their madrega, but therefore on the whole of what Mitzrayim has, they now have their house, they can keep it. Whereas in Mitzrayim, when they're leaving Mitzrayim, it's just nichsay. It's their longing to reach the madrega. And the Kuzus HaKesef, Teirei Zav, Masalach, and the Kuzus HaZav. The Kuzus HaKesef is pointing out that the madrega itself is still not a complete madrega, it's a buying power. Finally, a vort which I heard from Chaim Kaufman. Al Toimar, Shayomim Arishonim, Hayutovim Me'ele, Kiloich Mechach Moshe Al Tazos. Pasha translation, don't say that the days of old were better than these ones. Kiloich Mechach Moshe Al Tazos is not a clever thing to say. You're living now, this is when you're living, this is the time you have to live with, and there's no point saying what was happening in the past. That's obvious. Hedruch Chaim Kaufman, read the Pasuk slightly differently. Al Toimar Shayomim Arishonim Hayutovim Me'ele, Kiloich Mechach Moshe. Because don't say the original days were better, because it was not because of your might and your wisdom that you had those earlier days. Sha'altal zayt, it was a gift given to you at the time of Matan Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That madrega was sha'altal zayt, was a gift. Afterwards, we had to work on it. So even though we were on a lower madrega, but that madrega was a madrega that we acquired.